Well, for many people on the left, Paul Ryan is a menace. He seems to be the very embodiment of a cold, indifferent Republicanism. And for many people on the right, he's a knight in shining armor. He's the embodiment of a principled conservatism. What's interesting, of course, is that Paul Ryan has claimed Catholic social teaching as the principal inspiration for his own political and economic thought. He is indeed a devout Catholic, and he claims that teaching tradition as central to his thinking. And whether you stand with First Things, let's say, and say, yes, that's a very coherent position, or you stand with Commonweal on the Catholic left and say it's an incoherent position, I think at the very least Paul Ryan's candidacy for the vice presidency gives us the occasion to think through some basic issues in Catholic social teaching. One thing I've noticed in Ryan's speeches and writings is he correctly identifies the two master principles of Catholic social teaching as subsidiarity on the one hand and solidarity on the other hand. And it's the blending of the two, or better, the coming together of the two that does indeed mark a Catholic social teaching. So what's subsidiarity? Subsidiarity is a principle that says, in matters political and economic, we should always have a kind of a preferential option for the more local solution. So, for example, there's a traffic flow issue in a suburban, you know, neighborhood. What don't you do? Well, you don't make an immediate appeal to the president or to the governor or to the Congress. What you might do is appeal to the local municipal authority first. So there's a prejudice in favor of the local solution. Now, the principle does say, if and only if it can't be adjudicated at that local level, then you should move to the next highest level of authority. So as you move up, there's always a prejudice in favor of the more local solution. That's subsidiarity. And there's a lot of wisdom, of course, behind it, because things are likely to be handled better at a more local level when people are close to the situation, they understand it more clearly, etc. That principle was given very articulate expression by Pope Pius XI in the famous encyclical letter Quadragesimo Anno from 1931. So Ryan, I think, properly identifies that as a principle. You know, one place you can see it, another Catholic figure that comes to mind is J.R.R. Tolkien. Look in The Lord of the Rings. There's a steady preference for the more local, the small town, the small business. Think of that whole small is beautiful movement back in the 60s and 70s of the last century. That's kind of a subsidiarity mentality. Notice how in The Lord of the Rings, there's a prejudice against the kind of grand, overarching, bigger systems. That's a deeply Catholic instinct. Okay, that's subsidiarity. Ryan, again, correctly says it's balanced in Catholic social thought by the principle of solidarity, which says what? We are connected to each other by very profound bonds, both natural and supernatural. We are responsible for each other. We use in the church the language of the mystical body of Jesus. Now, those explicitly in it in the church, but implicitly, everyone's in the mystical body. The very fact of creation shows that we are connected to each other through God. So Catholic social thought takes very seriously these very intimate connections, which should manifest themselves in our economic and political policies. I go back now to 1984, the Democratic National Convention, and Mario Cuomo gave the famous speech. Now, I've been critical of Cuomo in the past for his views on abortion, the whole I'm privately opposed but publicly in favor, all that. But here I'll agree with Cuomo because I remember it was a very effective lampooning of the invisible hand theory associated with Adam Smith from the 18th century. Smith said, allow people to pursue their own self-interest as much as they want. It'll redound by a kind of invisible hand to the common good. Cuomo, and I think quite rightly coming out of the Catholic social teaching tradition, said no to that kind of, you know, rampant individualism. What that does is it undermines the principle of solidarity. It can give rise to a sort of, you know, Gordon Gekko-like a greed is good mentality. Or to a kind of, you know, Ayn Rand objectivism, you know, whereby it's simply the pursuit of the individual self-interest that is given moral weight. Well, the Catholic social teaching tradition cannot side with that negation of solidarity. Here's a way to state it abstractly, but I think helpfully. is subsidiarity without solidarity can give rise to just this kind of, indifferent self-interest. But solidarity without subsidiarity can give rise to a sort of manipulation of the economy, a sort of state control of the political and economic situation, a sort of implicit totalitarianism. What solves the problem is, at least at the level of principle, a balance between the two. Look in the Catholic social teaching tradition from Leo XIII through John Paul II and Benedict XVI. You'll find great advocacy of the free market, a deep impatience with a socialist and communist solutions. You'll see a great advocacy of entrepreneurial creativity. You'll see advocacy of profit making, trying to draw people more and more into the free market. All that's there. Call that subsidiarity language. At the same time, you'll find the insistent call that the free market be disciplined by moral principles, and to some degree disciplined by government, which ensures that it doesn't devolve simply into an engine for individual self-interest, that ensures in some cases that people that fall through the cracks are not left alone. You know, would anyone really commonsensically today be opposed to Social Security, unemployment benefits, food stamp programs, all these ways that the government has intervened to help those who fall through the cracks of the market economy? So I think Catholic social teaching is the great both and here. Go back to Chesterton's Orthodoxy, that great text from 1908. He said, the mark of Catholic thought across the board is a sort of bipolar extremism. What he means is, at the heart of it is the incarnation. Jesus Christ is not just divine or just human, nor is he some kind of weird hybrid of the divine and human. Rather, we say he's fully human and fully divine. Not one or the other, and not a weird blending of the two, but both and at the same time with equal vehemence. Chesterton says, I think quite rightly, that principle invades the whole of Catholic thought, which is why we're marked through and through by the same kind of bipolar extremism. It doesn't like a unipolar extremism, and it doesn't like a bland moderation. It likes the both and. So I would say, are we for subsidiarity? Yep, all the way. We are totally for subsidiarity. Are we for solidarity? Absolutely, all the way. And it's the two of them shouted both at the top of our lungs that is the mark of Catholic social teaching.